We specialize in community activation. Which
the International SAGE competition is this Saturday. SAGE, a nonprofit program, encourages high school entrepreneurs. We met with three of the team members at their school.
Caitlin Brill, I'll be a junior.
Emily Bingham, and I'll also be a junior.
Marissa Brandel, and I will be a junior as well.
Mount St. Mary won the national championship at the SAGE USA competition in Las Vegas. In fact, the all-girls high school actually had two of its teams win, qualifying both to compete internationally.
Our school ended up taking both championships, and that we are the only delegation from the United States is crazy because in previous years, that has never happened.
Brandel is from Team Essence, where her group won for social responsible business. They've created essential oils and other organic and natural aromatherapy products that they say can help you de-stress.
For example, our vanilla spray, which is our best seller right now because it helps you sleep. People put it on the bottom of their feet or on their pillow. We use distilled water, vanilla extract, and then our special essential oils.
What did they look for in the competition that brought you this far?
They gave us a rubric to kind of follow through our presentation to talk about how we help the planet, how we plan to continue on our business, things like that, so they know how serious our business truly is. And we had to just go up and present every detail about our business, from financials to our social medias, and we had to show them what our product does. And they didn't even get to use our product at the actual presentation, but afterwards we had a trade booth sale, and we sold over 100 bottles to the judges because they were so intrigued about what our product was and how it could help you.
A total of 30 countries will be competing. Each team is given 30 minutes, 20 for their presentation, 10 minutes for the judges to review a 4-page report, and then ask team members questions.
So our business is a team marketing group, essentially. As a business, our goal is really to impact our community.
Brill and Bingham are on Team Business Buzz, winning for social enterprise business. They're a marketing group for community activation. Colvin Cleaners reached out to the high school team to get the word out about their annual Gowns for Proms program to reach more young women than ever who can't afford a prom dress.
We all got to actually go on the chaise floor and work the distribution of it, which after doing all of the work on the news or in the social media, it was really super rewarding because these girls are just like us. And to see them, the smiles on their faces as they were sorting through the gowns, it was just incredible because it was so rewarding because what we had was something that they didn't have, but helping them get that, just it holds a special place in your heart.
I mean, some girls we helped, they didn't even speak English, but yet we were able to find their dress and just make them so confident in themselves and in their own school communities. So I think that was really important.
What is that going to be like for you, just to go into that country, to be traveling internationally and to have this opportunity?
I think it'll be so exciting for me, especially for all the girls. There are parent chaperones, but I'm not traveling with my parents, so that's something that's going to be new for me. And I think it's really empowering that we're all girl teams and we're traveling together and we're representing the United States.
I'm very excited to be back with SAGE. I actually went to the same competition last year in the Philippines for a different purpose, but it was such a great experience, and I'm so excited to meet so many new people because all of these kids that have projects like ours are so incredible, and what they're doing is just mind-blowing that they can do that at such a young age, so I'm excited for the experience.
And it's just so honoring that our school could do this together and we could all be able to do this journey together, and just to think that we are going to be like the Americans representing in Ukraine is going to be so humbling and amazing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.